You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Happy Thanksgiving all across the United States. We're here on Armed American Radio. Freedom never takes a break. I hope you had a wonderful holiday, got together with some family and some friends, had a great time, and more importantly, had a very safe holiday. It's that time of year. A couple things we want to talk about before we get going tonight. Our guests this evening are good ones. We've never had enough time with Gabe Suarez, so Gabe Suarez will be joining me for the full hour tonight. Hour number two, Ms. Nikki Gosar, and we will also be running my interview with Fox News contributor and nationally syndicated talk radio host Mike Gallagher. We'll be running that in the third segment of hour number two. And we have Kathy Jackson going to be on for the third hour talking about some holiday safety tips and some of those things. Really, really good stuff, especially for you women that are listening tonight. Pay real close attention to her. It's really good stuff. First, I want to make a comment on what happened out in Washington. We've got listeners out in Aberdeen, Washington. I'm talking to you and Silverdale, Washington. Our hearts and prayers at Armed American Radio go out to the entire community in Lakewood. We're following the reports of the four Lakewood police officers who were gunned down in what is apparently an execution-style slaying out there. And there's a report just popped up that the gunman, the coward, the scumbag that he is, may be wounded. And we hope that to be the case, that that they can get their hands on this moron as fast as possible. We here at Armed American Radio don't blame the gun. We blame the criminal behind the act. And we hope that he is caught very, very soon. So our hearts and prayers go out to everybody out there in Washington and the West Coast, and to his to the families of those officers in that community. God bless all of you. Again, happy Thanksgiving. You know, I gotta go here. Last night, it's that time of year, and at I guess sometime about 8 o'clock last evening, I was watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with my kids. My daughter, bless her heart, 7 years old, was sitting there curled up with her dad, and she says, "Daddy, pause that. Pause it real quick. It was a DVD we were watching. Don't think you missed it yet. If you've got kids, pay close attention to this," because I really hadn't paid that close attention to it. My daughter says, "Pause this. Pause it." So I did, and she says, "Look, Daddy, Yukon Cornelius has a shooting gun in his belt to keep him safe from the abominable snowman." And I looked at that, and I thought, wow, that's something I never really paid much attention to. And then it hit me. I'm sure if you have kids, you've watched Toy Story movies. Great movies, no question about it. All of them, seen them a million times. But have you ever noticed that the cowboy Woody is disarmed? Have you ever noticed that his holster is empty? So let's go back to the 60s when we didn't have all of these mass shootings that we have now and move it up forward into the 21st century. We have the disarmed cowboy and a bunch of mass shootings and by thugs, criminals, scumbags. And back in the 60s, when life was a little bit easier, what did we have when Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was put out? We have an armed Yukon Cornelius, and I found it interesting that he never had to use his gun to take care of the abominable snowman. He did it without having to brandish his firearm, so kudos for him. Yukon Cornelius is our new hero during the holiday season here on Armed American Radio. And I want to get Gabe's comments on that, too. I know he's listening right now. A couple quick emails. First off, let's do this. Reach out to me on the program if you want to talk to us tonight. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Should you wish to participate on the program, you can reach me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Or you can Twitter me, twitter.com/AARMark. And my producer, Sean, again, doing a great job, is watching the Twitters for us and will be sending them over to us and shooting them over to me on the email here, because we have, for some reason, some weird, difficult stuff with the Twitter thing going on. So anyway, we will get your Twitters, mark@armedamericanradio.org, twitter.com/AARMark. You can reach out to me right there. And I'm going to go now directly to Gabe Suarez. Gabe, it's a pleasure to have you back. We never have enough time with you, so we're going to bring you in every few weeks and cover what we can't get in the previous broadcast. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. It's always a pleasure to be here with you guys.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's great to have you on, and I really want to cover a bunch with you tonight, and I didn't want to run my mouth too much in the first segment. Hey, Gabe, have you ever noticed that in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, yeah, I did. And actually, my kids, they've seen the, you know, the Toy Story thing. And, you know, the first comment from my, junior staff was, "Hey, Dad, he forgot his gun."
Isn't that something? Here you got what I found really fascinating about that, and I'm going to ask Bruce Eimer, Dr. Eimer, to come back on a broadcast during the holidays to talk about that, because there's got to be something psychological here, Gabe. Think about it. In the 21st century and the latter part of the 20th century, and the starting in the 90s, we got all these mass shootings. Those were never an issue when you and I were kids. You're about my age. I think we're about a year apart.
Yeah, I'm going to be 50 next year.
Okay, I'll be 48, so we're a couple years out. That was never an issue when we were kids, was it?
Well, no. You know, I think there was a lot of societal issues, too, that, have taken place. You know, the world that you and I grew up in is not the same world that we have today.
Yeah, it's very strange when you think about what happened, back then. You know, I can remember going and taking NRA classes at school that were sponsored. I'm sure you remember the same thing.
Yep.
And, you got Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. If I'm not mistaken, I think that came out in the early 60s, if I'm not mistaken, 63, 64. And here you got an armed Yukon. And I found it, when you really look at that and sit back and think about it, you can really come up with some wild stuff. He never had to pull the gun, did he? Because my little five-year-old said, "Daddy, how come he's not pulling out his shooting gun to take care of the bomb bubble?" He didn't have to.
That's right. That's
you know? And then that's what we want to do in a real-life situation, is not have to do it. And then, flash forward here a few years or a few decades, and we've got a disarmed Woody, and they never even mention, the other toys never mention, "Woody, where's your gun?"
Exactly.
It's crazy. But society, you're right. Now we have internet and TV and the breakdown of society and the culture war going on and everything else.
Boy, we could do an entire show just on that,
Oh, man, we really could. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to move to this issue of Concealed Carry Magazine, which I just got. And your article in there is really, really good.
Well, thank you.
I like reading everything that you put out. And this one, it's Street Tactics, Contact Shooting with a Pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time you were on the program, we talked about, up close and personal, in your face gunfighting. Well, it doesn't get any more up close and personal than this.
Right.
So why don't you tell us about that column and some of the things that you're teaching and some of the things that you found?
Well, we started working on that because it could be that all your best plans don't quite work out. Obviously, if we can avoid a fight and all that sort of good stuff, we certainly want to. But, the best laid plans, so to speak. So, you want to be prepared to, take care of business if everything goes wrong. And it can't go any further wrong than, you wrestling with someone on the ground over your gun. And when we have our guys work this in the force-on-force training, eventually it decomposes it to that level. And so we needed to find a skill set to, keep the gun in play and get it working. And so that module of instruction deals with contact shooting, basically with the muzzle up against your attacker's body.
Yeah, and it can't get any more up close and personal than
that.
And you go into the column, I wish I could show some of the photographs to the listener, because they're very real. You're talking about up close and personal, and you make a comment in here. You say, "I will begin by saying that I hate ground fighting. I'm 49 years old, and I hate rolling around on an asphalt surface, getting my clothes ripped and my elbows and knees ground onto the concrete. I hate it, but I cannot ignore it. With the rise in popularity of the UFC and the prevalence of Brazilian jiu-jitsu, the idea of fighting on the ground has become a reality and a likelihood, regardless of your exposure and training. Like it or not, the complete fighter must have an understanding of ground fighting as much as an understanding of knives and other things not associated with the sterile shooting ranges." That's true in all training, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Again, there's a lot of people out there in the gun world that, they don't want to hear that. They just want to go and they want to shoot their guns and stuff like that. And that's fine, but reality, if you're training for reality, isn't going to be like you want it to be. It's going to be whatever is given to you. And so, to prevail, you have to be able to address whatever is handed to you, whether that's your favorite thing to do or not.
Tell me something here, and again, you go into this in great detail, and I'd recommend everybody check it out, but tell me how the pistol's going to react. Let's take the difference between, we've got about 20 seconds coming up, maybe 25 seconds, so what I'll do is I'll lead you into this, and then when we come back from the break, we'll go ahead and get your answer. But the pistol's going to react differently. A semi-auto pistol and a revolver are going to react entirely different in a contact situation when you're rolling around on the ground for with somebody in a fight for your life.
That's right.
And when we come back from the break, what I want to do is find out from you specifically how that's going to, you know, what are we going to see different between the revolver and between the semi-auto? Because the semi-auto pistol is not going to react the same way it does on a sterile situation on the range. Am I right?
Right, absolutely.
Bingo. So stick around, and we'll be right back with you with Gabe Suarez and get the answers to that and find out what you need to know right after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whir? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
I love now.
That's a great tune. I could listen to that in its entirety. We've got an update here that I want to give to you from Samuel. Samuel Rouse, 11th Marine Expeditionary Unit, right before we get back with Gabe. His father, Ed, as everybody knows, we've adopted him here in his unit. And I got an update from him. Says, Mark, sorry for sending this so late. We have found out that Samuel is in the, quote, Middle East and still on comm blackout. We still have not had any communications with him in the last 3 weeks, so that's all we know right now. Looking forward to the show tonight. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Ours was pretty quiet this year, but we know because of what Samuel and Daniel and all the others that are serving have given us the freedom to have this holiday. Thanks again for your support, Ed Rouse. Ed, thank you and your family for your support. Samuel, I know you're going to get the discs and listening. We appreciate it very much. Daniel, you too. Thanks for serving your country. Gabe, when we left for the break, we were talking about how the pistol and the revolver are going to react very differently.
Yes.
When you're fighting on the ground. Let's start with the revolver first.
Well, they're basically two different weapon systems. The revolver, the barrel is solid with the weapon, so it's not going to be moving in any way to eject and chamber ammunition. When you press the revolver up against an object, let's say your target, and fire the shot, it will fire, and you'll have the round impact and enter the target along with a bunch of the gas. The difference with the semi-auto is that if you press up against the barrel, and that's the muzzle end, it will disconnect the trigger mechanism in most semi-autos. Actually, I can't think of a semi-auto that doesn't quite work that way. So the end result will be that you won't be able to press the trigger. Now, you know, that doesn't mean that you need to throw out all your semi-autos and carry revolvers, because the revolver also has some issues with it that can become a problem. What it means is that you need to know the weapon system that you're using so that if you find yourself in that situation, you'll be able to operate it. You won't get the big surprise, oh my gosh, why is my gun not working?
Now, let's get a little bit more specific on the semi-auto.
Well, basically, if you look at the way the semi-auto works, the slide reciprocates back and forth. When you fire the shot, the slide will unlock and start moving to the rear, and it will basically extract the fired case from the chamber, and eject it off to the side, and then it will go back forward, reloading, and so on. Now, there has to be some free movement there in all pistols. So if you were to push on the muzzle end of a semi-automatic pistol, it automatically disconnects the system, or it unlocks the system, which will make it impossible to fire that shot. Now, you know, the listeners can do that. Now, please make sure you unload before you, you experiment with what I'm talking about. But you'll see that if you put any pressure on the muzzle end of the pistol, you will be unable to fire. And so that's a consideration when you're fighting in the context that we're looking at.
Now, what you go into some techniques here. Can you tell the listener about, you know, let's say you're in a situation, let me set this up. Mm-hmm. You've got somebody in an arm roll, you've taken them down, your muzzle is pressed against their chest.
Right.
You're going to fire. What technique do you need to use to make sure that pistol is now operable?
Well, what you have to do is you have to make sure the slide is locked into position. So what we do is we go into a number of different methods of doing that. If you have a free hand, of course, you can just reach back and grab the slide in the same area that you would use maybe to load it or to work a malfunction and just hold it hard in place to fire the shot. If you don't have a free hand, you can simply take your thumb or the drumstick part of your thumb and press it up against the back of the slide. Worse comes to worse, I mean, you can press the back of the slide up against your own chest or your own arm as you press the trigger. Again, these are, you know, just last-ditch gutter gunfighting type techniques, but, when you're looking at the context of fighting in the environment that we're looking at, you know, you have to have techniques like this.
Yeah, it's fascinating to read the way, you know, the way that you put this in the column. It's It's a very educational and very informative column. And I guess the bottom line here is this is a situation you want to avoid at all costs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But again, some things are just unavoidable. And
right.
So rather than pretend, we're just going to close our eyes and pretend that, it's like walking across the graveyard whistling and, telling yourself you don't believe in ghosts. I mean, you're still in the graveyard.
Right. And, the interesting part about this is, we could go into all kinds of statistics here. We're not going to. But most gunfights are up close and personal.
Absolutely.
Deals. This is not something, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to be, 20 feet away that you're watching on a cop show. Okay.
Absolutely.
This is up close and personal. And as we talked about last week, Gabe, preparation being the key.
Right.
And that is that the criminal is always prepared.
Yes.
And his entire motive is to get you off guard. He, just like Jim Irvine said last week, he picks the time, the place, and the victim.
Yeah, he's picking on you. You're not picking on him.
Bingo. And you better have some type of practice here. Now, I have to admit that I've not gotten any practice in up close and personal in this technique in the photographs I'm looking. I really wish I could flash these through the radio somehow and let people see these, because you've got some very good, I say graphic because they're intense photographs, but they show exactly what happens in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, those are things that most people don't realize about the functionality of the weapon that they're carrying. So,
right.
Obviously, if you can avoid it at all costs.
Absolutely.
Is this a different course or class that you're teaching in addition to the up-close and personal gunfighting and the force-on-force? Is this a new addition?
Well, yeah, we started a class because, in our force-on-force training, we kept, the whole thing, of course, is try and use your weapon where it's most useful. With a pistol, it's going to be outside of arm's length. But we kept seeing situations where, even though the good guy tried, the bad guy maybe was a little faster or a little bit more clever or whatever, and the good guy found himself within arm's reach, and things kind of went downhill from there if he wasn't prepared to handle that distance interval. And so we kept seeing this 0 to 5 foot environment become a problem. So what we did is we just basically created a class to teach guys how to handle that specific problem.
Gabe, you make a comment in here that is, I think, is classic. And it says, these blissful shooters may not like the idea of fighting on the ground, but ignoring the situation is as silly as pretending that knife assaults won't happen either. Any gun guys who think they are so fast and alert that they can never be taken down to the ground, please send me an email. I have some Brazilian gents I'd like to introduce you to, and I will bet you 1,000 clams they will put you down before you can clear leather.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And here we tie this all into the force on force and everything else and the up close and personal stuff. And I guess when you're talking about the range dog mentality, which, let's face it, 90% of most shooters really are. They're not able to get out, and we're going to talk more about your classes. I want to go down some of the list of them tonight and let people hear exactly what you offer. But before we go into the next break in just about 45 seconds, what's the one thing that you want every student to never forget when they walk out of one of your classes, regardless of what level they're at?
Wow, the one thing. Well, that it's not a game, that it's serious, and that they're studying combat and not marksmanship.
And it's life and death. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. We'll be right back with more with Gabe Suarez right after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Annie Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
You are back on the Armed American Radio Network. Listen to this letter we just got. Actually, it was a comment. This is from Chris Krangle. Love the 3 hours. Congrats. Now you need to get Ted Nugent on for at least one of them. Are you working on Denver? I like listening online, but it would be great to have your show here in the Mile High City. Chris, I can tell you that we're working on both of those. We're already in Grand Junction. Grand Junction is listening right now live, and come January 1, we will be on in Glenwood Springs, Colorado, so we're getting there. Hang in there. We got another one from Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh 104.7. They're wanting us up there too. We have a lot of new cities lining up. We'll make those announcements just as soon as we can. Hey Gabe, I'm going to give out my Bonehead of the Week award. You want to be here for it?
Sure.
You got to hear this, man. This is unbelievable. The Freedom States Alliance put out more of their dribble and their hogwash garbage. You know, they love to go after the gun. You know, we had a terrorist attack obviously at Fort Hood, and they're blaming the
right.
FN. Let's not blame Hassan. Let's not blame forget it. Let's not blame his associations. Let's not blame him as the terrorist that he is. Let's blame the gun.
Well, if they blame the gun, they don't have to come to terms with their own silly egalitarian view of things.
Ah, that's a great point and a great way to put it. Listen to this. The Freedom States Alliance, who I'm surprised hasn't put some dribble out on Washington already, on the execution of those four police officers in Washington. I'm Surprised we haven't heard anything from them yet, but we will. Their University of Miami Law Review, you're familiar with Florida's Castle Doctrine?
Mm-hmm.
Went into effect in October of 2005. University of Miami Law Review came out with it, and it is titled, hold on, let me grab this here. Step away for a second. Florida's Stand Your Ground Law, the actual effects and the need for clarification. Now, let's forget that it's been in place almost 5 years already. So I guess they need a clarification on it. Palm Beach State Attorney Barry Kreischer said, I dislike the law because it encourages people to stand their ground when they could just as easily walk away. To me, that's not a civilized society. Now, he's not the bonehead of the week. He's the moron of the week. We got a couple more to go through here. St. Petersburg Police Chief Chuck Harmon voiced similar dissent to the law. He feared that many people could become innocent victims, including children. Here we go, the children. And that the law gave drivers with road rage and intoxicated bar patrons the belief that they have immunity when they use firearms in an altercation. Whether it's trick-or-treaters or kids playing in the yard. It's just mind-boggling, Gabe. And then here's the kicker of all, Anthony J. Seebach, a law professor at Brooklyn Law School, thinks the law's central innovation is that it allows individuals to use deadly force in defense of property against an intruder.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Seebach has stated the law contravenes a long-held principle of law. The value of life outweighs the value of protecting property. And listen to this. Seebach concludes that the law tells average citizens they can kill when they reasonably believe that their homes or vehicles have been illegally and forcibly invaded. Let me tell you something, Professor Seebach. If you come crashing in my door with a crowbar at 2:35 in the morning to steal my stereo, I'm not going to ask what you're there for.
Exactly.
So you, sir, win the bonehead of the week on Armed American Radio. That's just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah. But you know what? There are people that think like that.
There's millions of them. And, you know, Mossad mentioned last week that they're well-meaning people. And, well, actually, you know what? It wasn't Mossad.
You know, Mossad is a kinder soul than I am, perhaps. I don't think they necessarily mean well.
No, they don't. Actually, what they want to do is they want to strip you of your freedoms because it's not about gun control. It's about controlling your freedoms and everything
else. Yeah, they have their own ideas about the way they want the world to be, and it's not real.
No, it's not. You know what's real? Fighting on the ground for your life is real in an attack. That's real. You're talking about real things here. You're not talking about a hogwash, you know. What's the word I'm looking for? I don't even want to say it. I'll tell you what I want to do. I had a question from a listener when Mossad was on about the 1911. Mm-hmm. The gentleman was a little bit nervous about carrying it, and he stated it openly that he had a Ruger, I forget what he said he had. I think it was a P95.
I'm not sure what their model numbers are.
Don't recall what it was. I'd have to go back and look, but it was a Ruger. It was a good pistol, and he said he had a 1911, and he was not yet comfortable carrying cocked and locked. What's your advice there?
Well, you know, I mean, it's better to carry something that you're comfortable with, obviously. You know, at the distances that gunfights are really going to take place for self-defense, CCW type thing, it's not really going to matter what you have as long as it works and as long as you're comfortable with it. I mean, it's all going to be fine. Same thing with calibers. Anything, 38 special or above is probably going to be just fine. If he's not comfortable with a 1911, and it's too much for him or whatever, it's not a big deal. Let it go. Get something that you're comfortable with.
Yeah, don't think you have to carry the 1911 because you read about it in all the gun magazines.
You know, can I tell you, I don't even own a 1911.
Oh, Gabe, really?
I know, some sort of a barbarian or something, but no, it's not my thing either. I mean, I'm pretty much a Glock guy, but guys that want to carry them, that's fine. I've got guys that come to class that carry revolvers. It doesn't matter. Whatever they're comfortable with, that's what they should carry.
You could quote Clint Smith all day long. Anything you bring to the fight is better than what you left in your glove box or your house. I mean, you could go on and on and on with that. A .22. Mm-hmm. Forget it. You know, .22 is the number one killer caliber in this country. Most people don't realize that.
Yeah, well, you know, .22s, .25s, and things like that. Those are kind of eye socket guns. If you know what I mean, you're not gonna do what you can do with a 9mm, .40 or .45. But you know what? A .22 in the hand is worth 10 1911s in the safe.
You better believe it. And you know, it's funny, an eye socket kind of guy. I've never heard it phrased that way. Most people don't realize it. Here's a good time to talk about the difference between a stopper and a killer. The .22 kills you, but it'll kill you 3 days later in a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's not going to put somebody out of the fight, like you said, and it's an eye socket gun. And it gives you enough time to get out of Dodge and run away. But you answered one of my other questions I was going to ask you already, and that was, what do you like to carry? And you answered that in the Glock. I love the Glocks. I love them because I know that gun is going to fire right out of the box, man.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I don't have to put 500 rounds through it to break it in. I don't have to give it a trigger job. I don't have to put a match-grade barrel into it. I don't have to do a whole bunch of fluff and buff to it.
Yeah.
I know that gun is going to defend my life, and I'm comfortable with it. I would take it out of the box, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah. You know, in fact, the only thing I do to them is I put regular steel sights on them. And, you know, that's all I do to them. That's what I teach with. It's what I carry. You know, I remember back in the old days when I was teaching with Chuck Taylor. You know, he would show up with a 1911, and he would be doing demonstrations, and everybody was looking at his gun, and they weren't looking at what he was doing. And I thought, you know, it's better if the instructor comes in, and he's using the same thing that everybody else is using. So if he does well, it's not, ooh, it's the magic gun that did it, but, you know, skill.
Well, that's a great point, but that gives me another question. Why do you put those sights on it? What do you like about them?
You know, with the plastic sights that come on the Glock, if you practice with it and you draw it and everything else, because they're plastic, eventually you start rounding the corners. And so the sight picture that you get isn't as good as it should be. You know, when they're fresh out of the box, the sights are just fine. You know, after a couple of hundred draws, you know, they start kind of rounding off and actually melting the edges.
That's interesting. My favorite gun of all time as far as target shooting, if I'm talking about just putting it in a paper plate,
mm-hmm.
was the Glock 17. I was very good with that mm-hmm. firearm for a long time. And I have to go here with our good friend Vincent Savage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he has been through more guns. He's had one of the neatest gun safes I've ever seen in my life, and you know him.
I do.
And I actually turned him onto the Glocks. He'll admit that to you now.
Yeah.
He
was carrying that Walther P99. He's got his reasons, which are valid.
Valid reasons, yeah. Because of his you know, his carry when he's in South America.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, Gabe, we've got another 30 seconds. Your class rundown here, okay, and then when we come back for the next segment, I'm going to keep you on. And find out how much time you have. Might even keep you on into the second segment,
okay.
Or second hour. December 5th, now we're talking about, you got pistol gunfighting in Los Angeles, California.
Right, 0 to 5 feet.
What is it, 0 to 5 feet? December 12th and 13th, all you folks out there in Tucson, Prescott, Arizona, high-risk operator team tactics.
Right.
The first and third going into 2010, you've got Kalashnikov. I want to go over this class list with you and give some ideas on where people need to start who might be a little hesitant talking to a professional and where they need to go.
No problem.
Beautiful. We'll be right back after these messages with Gabe Suarez. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
I love this letter that I got. This came in on the 28th of November, which was yesterday. And says, Dear Mark, been listening to AAR for several months and love it. I live in Northwest Indiana and no stations here carry it at the present time. What's the best way to approach a station to get them to carry AAR? There are a few AM stations here in Northwest Indiana and their area of coverage would cover most of, if not all, of Chicago. Wink, wink. Thanks again for a great show. Keep up the good work. That's from Alan Piorkowski in Highland, Indiana. Alan, the best thing to do is contact the station or the when you contact the station, ask to speak to the program director. Very kindly ask them to carry the broadcast. Tell them we're syndicated on Salem Radio Networks. And it works, believe me. Hey, Gabe. You with me?
I am.
Speaking of Chicago, I saw this thing November 22nd that was in the Chicago Tribune, and it was titled Above the Law. All right. Now, of course, we all know the McDonald case is coming up, Mayor Daley, the corruption and all the garbage going on. We won't get political there, but guns are banned in Chicago.
Right.
And apparently, you know, the body of Chicago school board president Michael Scott was found in the Chicago River with a single bullet wound to the head.
Amazing.
I'm not sure that's true because guns are banned in Chicago, but he killed himself with a .380.
In another state and then came over and,
Yeah. And it was his .380 and it was not registered in Illinois, which was against the law. And it reminds us that in 1994, State Senator Ricky Hendon in Chicago had an unregistered handgun stolen from his home. And he said, I have a right to protect myself, noting that he had been burglarized before. State Senator, he has a right to protect himself. Nobody else does.
That's right.
U.S. Senator Roland Burris endorsed a nationwide ban on handguns and in 1993 organized Chicago's first gun day turn-in. But while running unsuccessfully for governor, he admitted he owned a handgun for protection. Boneheads, man. They're all boneheads.
Oh. Well, they're worse than that, but
yeah, but boneheads is as far as we can go on a on the radio. Okay, intro to basic pistol at Suarez International.
Mm-hmm. For people that are starting out, intro to defensive pistol and defensive pistol skills are probably the two best places to start. The intro class, it's real easy. It's $100, it's 100 rounds, and it's a one-day class, you know, maybe 6 hours long or something like that. And it just teaches you how to safely load, unload, shoot, and handle your pistol, giving you the minimum necessary for an understanding of defensive shooting. And it's just to get people going, those that aren't sure if they want to commit to a two-day class and so on, it just kind of opens the book for them. The defensive pistol skills class, it gives you everything that you get in, everything that you would get in some nationally recognized schools that take 5 days to teach it to you. We'll do it in two at probably a quarter of the price, cutting out all the fat, just giving you nothing but the meat.
Listen, that just completed today, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
In Phoenix.
Yeah.
And, you know, $300, November 28th and 29th, the two-day defensive pistol skills, that's a bargain, folks.
Yeah.
And to get that level of training from Suarez International is dynamite. And, you know, like you just said, $100 for the intro to defensive pistol for a day, 100 rounds.
Yeah.
I don't know where else you're going to get that stuff.
No, you're not. You know, you're going to get some watered-down thing from... but anyway, it's a great class for those that have just bought a pistol. I know that this last year, a lot of people were brand new gun owners, and they're starting to think, good heavens, you know, I have this, I have no idea what to do with it, but boy, I don't want to go to a 5-day school that cost me $2,000. You know, where can I go? Where can I learn? And we've got that available to them. We have a lot of ladies come to that class, for example, because they can manage one day. It's not that big of a deal, you know, on a Saturday, and learn what they need to. And if they want to take it further, they certainly can do that too.
And let's not forget the fact that it's a blast.
Oh yeah, it's fun.
It's fun. You know? It's a great way to spend a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, let's go to intermediate pistol.
Okay. We have close range gunfighting as the main intermediate class. And that one is basically exactly what it is. It's a gunfighting class. You know, you take your basic skills and, you know, you start applying them in the fighting format. You know, we actually tell you what this is for and how to make it happen. We get you moving and drawing fast and, you know, working from concealment and all that sort of thing. And, in close-range gunfighting, you get probably more than most police officers that are working the streets get.
Yeah, January 9th and 10th, too. I want to push this. January 9th and 10th, coming up next month. But, God, I can't believe it. Next month already.
I know.
Close-range gunfighting, Las Vegas, Nevada. $350 for this class for 2 days is that's powerful training.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And, you know, so if you're in that area or you want to get out to Vegas, now I'm going to be out there the 19th through the 22nd for the shot. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to try to.
Okay, good. I hope so. Okay. Close range gunfighting. Let's go into advanced pistol.
Well, we have advanced close range gunfighting, which we do everything from contact shooting on the targets to and I know it says close range, but we try and get out to distance too. And the reason we do that is there have been plenty of cases, especially in active shooter environments, where someone has seen the active shooter, 50, 60, 75 yards away, and, they had a clear shot. We push the pistol out as far as, we've taken it as far as 200 yards once. Once you learn how to do it, you are the master of your domain from arm's reach, all the way out to the limit of your caliber. So we do that in that class. Get into a lot of dynamic movement, shooting from cover, vehicle stuff, you name it.
Tell us how your school is set up. You've got some of the best instructors in the country,
instructors
in the world. And, here you're going to be in Pierpont, Ohio. Pierpont, I guess?
Yeah, Pierpont. Yeah.
Pierpont, Ohio. I see Los Angeles in here, Las Vegas coming up in February in 2010 for the point shooting progressions in Vegas. You've got the 20th and 21st, another close-range gunfighting out in Los Angeles. How is it? Do you attend all of these classes? You've got instructors. How are you?
No, when you visit our website, the schedule page, it lists who's teaching what. you know, I'm required to be in so many places and do so many things. You know, I don't teach nearly as much as I used to. You know, maybe, gosh, you know, 12, 13 times a year total now. But I've got my contract instructors. These guys are hand-selected by me. They're all squared away. You know, as we used to say in the old days, I'd go through the door with any of them. You know, they're all personable guys. You know, they're well spoken. They're very good at what they do. And so they're the ones that handle most of the, actually the all of the basic and intermediate level classes. And I'm basically doing just, you know, special projects and the advanced training.
Now you teach all over the world. You know, the international is true as far as international.
Yes.
You've been all over the place. I know that that Vincent's attended some classes. Vince's attended some classes down in Costa Rica, I think, once or twice with
right.
you.
Right, yeah.
And you've been in the Czech Republic and all over the place.
Yes.
Who goes to those classes?
Well, mostly we have, you know, law enforcement and bodyguard personnel that attend those classes. And you know, a lot of countries that are free, you know, we've got a lot of private citizens that come to those as well.
So this is not just law enforcement or military.
In military, we only train here in the U.S., but law enforcement and private citizens, you know, wherever they can own weapons and wherever they have issues, we'll go and we'll train the good guys.
Now let's go to rifle for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you've got your basic rifle.
Right.
Start us there.
It's the same format. We have introduction to defensive rifle. You know, 1 day class just to, you know, for the guys that went out, you know, during the deal last year and bought themselves an AK or an AR or whatever. Now they're wondering, hey, what do I do with this? You know, we'll give them an introduction to that. We also have a 2 day defensive rifle skills, you know, and then it goes on from there. Rifle gunfighting, advanced rifle gunfighting, as well as some tactical classes.
Okay, now, One Source Tactical. I want you to be able to plug One Source Tactical because you have some really amazing products and some training DVDs and a lot of material there. Tell us about them.
Well, this month we have a special for KNST listeners. You know, if they enter the code KNST when they check out, they'll get free shipping on anything they buy. So, you know, that's something that, you know, we're doing for the listeners. We've got a new DVD. It's on mindset. You know, no matter how well you're armed and how many magazines you carry with you, if you don't have your mind right, it's a moot point. So, you know, we discuss, you know, readiness and situational awareness and all that sort of good stuff.
Yeah, and that mindset is so vital. This is the time of the year where people are coming out of malls or coming out of Walmarts. They're going to Walmarts at
right.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Black Friday. There, you know, there was a couple incidences in the greater Atlanta metro area just over the past couple days. And one of the guys got scared off. But, you know, Gabe, can you stick around with us for the top
sure.
of the second hour?
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. We got about 15 seconds before the little voiceover comes over. So hang with us. We'll be right back with Gabe Suarez in just a few minutes at the top of hour number two. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't change the dial.
Listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Come again now, baby.